Terry Bowersock, Tempe, Arizona. I met Robert Kiyosaki 5 years ago at a conference where we were both speakers. Listening to what he had to say, I related to Robert because we both had experienced problems in school. I also realized that I had to make changes in my business. When I returned to my office, I told my CEO about what I had heard and suggested that he read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Then I said, "We need to own buildings." Before I heard about Rich Dad, I thought that all I had accomplished was the best I could do. Rich Dad showed me that life had an even bigger picture for me. Dyslexia, a learning disability, made me feel different and stupid. All through school, big red teachers' comments like poor work or lazy were scrawled across my papers. By the fifth grade, I started using slapstick humor to get through the day. By the time I left school, I knew I was in for a hard time. I couldn't fill out a job application. Even with my poor reading skills, I could tell that the applications were riddled with misspellings. I was a 21-year-old woman who turned in the work of a third grader. I was so afraid to give something in writing because I knew that the reader would assume I was dumb. A lump developed in my throat at the thought of having an interview. I even tried to be a waitress, but I couldn't spell coffee. I spelled it K-O-F-I-E. Out of frustration, I decided to take a time off from job hunting in Arizona and visit my father in Kansas. While sitting on the plane, I considered my future. What future? I thought bitterly. I would never be able to have a career. The answer about my future came to me when my father took me to visit a friend of his named Betty. Betty operated the clearinghouse consignment shop. I saw sterling silver, china, small furniture, and knickknacks displayed there. People were actually having fun as they purchased what others no longer wanted. Betty graciously explained how she managed the business. By the time she was done explaining, I knew I could do it too. My mind took off in a million directions. I started visualizing how my store would look. By midnight, I had my business all figured out. I jumped out of bed and called my mom to tell her about our new adventure. "Mom, we're going to be rich," I told her. With great enthusiasm, I explained the whole idea. She immediately responded, "You mean we're going to be like Sanford and Son? We're going to haul junk and sell used furniture? I'm going back to sleep." The next day, I concentrated on a way to convince Mom that a consignment store was our ticket to success. I drew up a business plan to help her understand what I wanted to do. It wasn't a typical business plan. I created mine with crayons and colored pencils. I drew how the store would look. When I got home and explained to her what I wanted to do, she was convinced that the plan could work. Mom and I borrowed $2,000 from my grandmother and set out to make my vision a reality. Climbing on my motorcycle, I went to find a store location. I saw a for lease sign and went in to chat with the owner. After agreeing to the monthly rent, I was handed the lease to sign. Unable to read the legal jargon, I faked reading it by estimating how long it would take a normal person to read it. Then I signed my name. Presto! I was in business. I set up a bed in the back of the store. I talked my mom into giving me her living room furniture along with my childhood bedroom furniture. My first sale at Terry's was the mirror from my set. When the buyer said, "I'll take it," I was so thrilled that she had to remind me to add in the sales tax. From that first sale in 1979, Terry's Consign and Design Furnishings grew into a multi-million dollar a year business. With 16 stores, it is the largest consignment furniture chain in the country. These 20,000 square foot stores are filled with new and gently used fine furnishings from homes like yours, as well as from estates, model homes, and liquidations. And I kept my promise to Mom. It is not Sanford and Son. Word of the company's growth spread like wildfire, aided by my inspirational speaking, which let people know that if I could do it, so could they. As a result of the increased exposure, I began winning national awards, including one from Inc. magazine for the 1992 Retail Entrepreneur of the Year. In 1998, I was given the Avon Woman of Enterprise Award. That award, along with a story about me in the National Enquirer, led to an appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show. I thought that I had reached the pinnacle of my success. But when I heard what Rich Dad had to say, I not only realized that many more opportunities beckoned, I also realized that I could take advantage of them. Pre-Rich Dad, I paid cash for everything, including rent, equipment, and trucks. With Rich Dad, I learned how to leverage what I had so that it could be used to create cash flow.